we continue to learn throughout the next few months for a Refuah Shlema for Baruch Ben Chaya. And I neglected to mention, although I think it's assumed anytime I start Shirim after Pesach, that the sugya that we're discussing last time and today, and Vayter a little bit more, I was able to learn over Yontif with David Lasker in Woodmere and incorporate some of his Ha'aros into here, so we appreciate his contribution in the learning. And I should have mentioned it the first time. So the Gemara on Kuf Aleph and Beis tells us, Elameata, within the count of 3, 5, 7, 9, Elameata, Vekaru Shnayim, Vedibru Shnayim, Halchanam Rabbi Huda Harikan Tisha, Rabbanan Harikan Shiva. So they're plural, these words, so maybe they imply another two Dayanim to add each one respectively, whether it gets to 7, to 5, and then 7, or to 9. So, no, we need those words for something else. So there's this din of v'karu lo heim v'lo shlucham, and v'karu is teaching us that v'dibru elav milamich, it's dibru, right? Not dabru, v'dibru elav. V'dibru elav milamich emasiyin lo eitzah ha'oganis lo. Okay, we'll come back to that, but we're not there. So here the pasuk tells us v'karu lo, and the Gemara seems to be telling us straight that we're learning from here it's heim v'lo shlucham, they have to do it themselves. There's a din that you can't use shlichus to do the kriya. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has in the Nachal Eson that the Gemara, it's pasha to the Gemara. It doesn't mean each dayan has to do a kriya. It doesn't mean each dayan has to call the yavam and tell him to come to do the chalitza. It means, I guess, like one representative dayan has to do it. Hu velo shlucham. It doesn't mean heim, each and every one of them has to do it. And the reason why he's talking about it obviously is because he's talking about medidas egel arufa. When it says heim velo shlucham by medidas egel arufa, it doesn't mean every single person has to hold on to the measuring rope and do it themselves. One of the dayanim does it on behalf of the basin. So that's what's going on here too. It's without a shliach. But the whole thing sounds like a chiddush. There's a pasuk that says v'karu. They have to call the yavam to come do the chalitza. So I would have thought pashup shat. In order to do a chalitza, you need a yavam yavama. In order to get the yavam into the place where you are, so v'karlo, you have to call him. You have to get him to come here. It's no different than if you were, again, to reference from yesterday lunch, if you were the Rameir Arik and you were summoning the Chartka Vareva to a din Torah. So you don't have to go yourself to call him to a din Torah. You send your shliach, and if you're in that case, the Chartka Vareva sent his shliach also to send a din Torah for him. But you don't have to go yourself to call the guy to come to Beis Din. Why do you have to make the call? What is this, the trustees in Lav Malka, that I have to call every single person myself? Why? There's no kiyum in that. Just invite them by sending out an evite. Why is it any different? For the trustees, you do have to do that. For this, why should you have to do that? So I would have thought it's not. There's no din or mitzvah kriya. It's just a technical thing. You need to get the guy to come there. So v'karu, they get him to come. So if you look in the Bishonim and the Poskim, it seems that in Echanami, this din is... if you look in the page itself, it doesn't have the Shmichik in Mishpat to the Rambam or to the Shulchan Aruch. It seems like this din is neglected. It's not quoted. The Rambam doesn't have the din of Kriya, it seems. We'll come back to. The Shulchan Aruch certainly doesn't have this din of Kriya. So that sounds more like what I would have thought initially, that there's no din or mitzvah of Kriya Sayavam. It's just a technicality. You got to get him to come to the Beis Din. So why does it have to be La Yideh Shliach? Who cares who does it? Yeah, but from the Gemara itself, again, we'll get back to the Poskim in a second, but from the Gemara itself, it does sound like there's some fundamental din. You have to have a kriya. It's part of the mitzvahs yibum, mitzvahs chalitza, a chelek, and the etzah mitzvahs chalitza is that you have a kriya. So if you look, the Achronim HaMitzayim, Tosfos Rit at the end of the Masechta, at the end of the Perek, so Tosfos Rit says, Tani v'karu lo v'lo shlucham. It's not on, I think it's not the way I looked it up on the Otsar Chachma, because do we have access to Tosfos Rit otherwise? Well, it's called, it's the one I looked up, it's called it that, but I'm saying, do we have it in the back? No, right? So I was looking on the, it's like an old tfus. They don't have a new printing, do they? So it looked like it was the end of the parak, not on our daf, but towards the end, you'll find it easily. Tanya v'karu lo v'lo shlucham chulei. Perish. Afal pishe kol hazmanos based in ein mitzuvin, hein laleches ulahazmin balidin. They don't have to go themselves. No, but Ela Shulchan Laim Shluchan. They send the Shliach. Why do you have to go over here yourself? Hacha Mishum Mitzvah Chayavim Sheikaru Heim. Sounds like there's a din of Kriya over here. And this part's important also. Ula Yisa Pnei V'Yishma Lahen. Because maybe if he goes himself, it'll have an effect and he'll actually impress upon the guy to do what he's supposed to do. So we send the Dayan himself. So it sounds like from the Rid that he understood our Gemara, the way the Gemara does come out, that there's some din, there's some etzem mitzvah kriya within the chalitza. Again, his havamin is like our havamin also, but the maskana is that there's mamish like a mitzvah kriya over here, and that's what they have to do with themselves.
Meaning like the Arach Lener from Monday?
Meaning like the Arach Lener from Monday? No, this is kriya. Oh, this is not the same kriya. Yeah. Why is that not true by every other case of a din, of like a base din? Why does it usually you can send the shliach? So l'chor, that's the end of the Tozrit. I don't fully understand what he means yet, but that's what the Tozrit said. Ula yisa pneim v'yishma lahen. I don't know. I guess generally speaking, we're not worried about compliance. They're going to come to base din. Here, you send the dayan either because you want to make sure he comes to the chalitza. That might be what he means, or maybe it means that dayan maybe will convince him to do yibum. If it's one of those cases where it shouldn't be doing chalitza, like I'm not sure which one the Tosfot means, but the point is that there's a svara that here, of all places, you can't have a shliach be sent. The guy has to go themselves. The dayanim have to go themselves. The karulahem, so if you look in the Karen Ora here on Kufa Alf and Beis, the Karen Ora seems to bavor and basically, he basically clears this question in terms of kriya of the dayanim to the yavam. What the maskana sagamar is. So we're saying the havamin, it sounds like there's no din kriya, mitzvah kriya, it's a technicality. The maskana seems to be there's a drasha that there is, and the Tozrid gives us a tam ladavar. And you see in the poskim, they left it out, so I don't know what that means. They fall out, not like this. So if you look, the Toz is on the side of the page. Blin Adar will come back to this Tezis. So Tezis have a few two stages, but they have basically a kasha where how does this gemara interplay with the general din of Shluch HaShalotik Mozo? Is this an exception? And if it's an exception, does it prove the rule? Okay. So the Karen Ora here says Antosis v'li nira the shlichus zo lo shaych l'shlichus d'alma. He says the shlichus that we're talking about this Gemara, whether it come out that you can make a shliach, can't make a shliach, we come out you can't in this case. It's not relevant to the other cases in the Torah where you question whether you could use a shliach or not use a shliach. Now listen to both tzadim. Va'afilu I be'alma shluchus shaladim kamoso. Even if you assume generally speaking shluchus shaladim is yeh kamoso, hacha midi the tzarich beistin hekpida the beistin din atzmo yikru oso. Here, it's different. Here, there's a kpeda that the basin themselves do it because the pasuk says, v'karu lo, that they have to do it themselves. Okay, plug in the Tosrid, that there's some fundamental din here that they have to go themselves. So the fact that you can't use a shliach here is not a case of ein shliach. The fact you can't use a shliach here is because the Torah says you have to do this yourself. It's a din in the dayanim. It's a din in basin. They have to go and do this. So you can't prove from here that, whatever. So this is not an example of ein shlichus. It's just an example of not being shaykh to shlichus. V'chein ibcha. So the Karen Ora says, and even if you think the opposite, it's also true. Afilu be'ama lo avi shluchah shalom kmosa. Even if you assume there's generally no such din as shluchah shalom kmosa, and here it sounds like we're just saying viter, no shluchah shalom kmosa. No. Hacha ilav kra hava mina da alidei shluchah nam yichol n'davar imo. Why would you need to go by yourself over here? You could have done it without a shliach over here as well. So the Karen Ora says, whichever way you spin it, whether it's like our Havamin or whether what it sounds like the Hamaskana Sagamar is, the fact that you can't use a Shliach here or the fact that you would have thought you can use a Shliach here aren't really relevant, says the Karen Ora, to the Dinim of Shlichus. Now he's asking on Tosis. Tosis don't assume this. Tosis do assume that you would go back and forth between Shlichus and our Sugya, but Lechor the Karen Ora is struggling with exactly what we're pointing out, which is that what does this have to do? This is not the parts of Shlichus. This is just get the guy to Basin. Who cares if you do it Aliyah Shlichus? So either the Gemara is proving, no, the Torah said it's a Kepeda that the Basin has to do it, or whatever. This is the Maskana. Yeah, fine. That's what the Gemara is coming out with, the Maskana, it sounds like. Then we have to figure out why the postman don't quote it, but that's what the Gemara is coming out with. Okay, so if you look in the Rishonim and in the Poskim, you do find, it's interesting that we noted that it's left out, but you do find the case of Kriya, not Kriya Sapsukim, but this case of Kriya in a different context within the case of Chalitza. The Meiri on the page here, Kuf Aleph and Beis, says, Kishayavam v'hayavama ba'in lifnei beistin, heim ba'atmam, korim lo. Shekach darshu v'karu lo hein v'lo shluchan, umisin lo etza haganis lo. So the Miri is clearly referencing our drasha, and the way he says it is that kisha yavam ve'yava yavama ba'in lifnei basin. When they come to do the chalitza, then heim be'atzmam korin lo. Then they have to call to the guy and not have anyone else do it on their behalf. So what's the kriya? What are you talking about? They already came to the basin. So it sounds like apparently the Meiri understands over here that the drasha is not saying that they have to, in order to get the guy, call him and say come to basin. You have to go with yourself, not a shliach. whatever. The Gemara is not talking about that. You could for sure send the shliach to call the guy, summon him to Beis Din, and that's totally fine. Alidei shliach, whatever. It doesn't have to be alidei atzmam. However, once they're in the Beis Din, who does the talking? Who says to him, you know, you should do Yibam, or you should do Chalitza? Who's the one who talks it out with him? That's got to be the Beis Din on their own. You shouldn't have whatever the equivalent of a tayin would be, you know, in a chalitza case, you shouldn't have some middleman that's telling them what to do and talking to them. So that seems to be how the Meiri learned the Gemara over here. The Aruch Lener says this is the pshat in the Gemara as well. Exactly. So we'll talk about in a second how to put those two together. But yes, exactly. It's not talking about the kriya like we spoke about before, summoning them to Beis Din. So the Aruch Lener says this is the pshat as well. He's been dayakin in the Gemara later on Kuf Vav Beis. Because why? Because the Gemara says like the Meir's Lashon. Tanan, mitzvahs chalitza bahu v'yevimto le-Beis Din. And then they do the process. So they come on their own. And then you do the process of kriya and all of those things. So clear, like the Meir said, that the kriya is talking about the kriya within the basin, not the kriya to come to the basin. That's what the Aruch Lener fills in blanks. That he says that's the pshat in the basin. Mizehu in the poskim. Mizehu chicha poskim dema damirin hacha v'karu lo v'lo shluchan lav kriya lebasin kamar el ha'inu adibor shel v'dibru elav dehi ha'etz ha'shenosin lo. Okay, but then we have another drasha for dibru. So he says, "Umasha kafal hapasak lichto v'karu v'dibru." It should have said that they come to. It doesn't say they come to Beis Din, but it should have said v'dibru elav. They talk to him, and why do you have to say v'karu? No, v'karu lo v'dibru elav. It's not two separate stages. It's one dibur. It's one kriya of talking to him about etzel genes lo. But the Torah, you know, was repetitive and said it twice, karu and dibru. That's the Gemara's darshaning. The Gemara's darshaning, why are you saying it twice? No, because this kriya v'dibur has to be done kula yedei the Beis Din. They have to give the Eitza. So if that's the... So that's... Again, it's not what we thought when we read the Gemara. But if that's the pshat in the Gemara, which again, the Meiri does say, the Aruch Lener says is pasha pshat and proves it from the Gemara later on, and he has a good pshat in the drasha, I think, so then maybe that is what the Rambam was talking about. So the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Yibam Chalitza, where we noted that he doesn't mention the mitzvah of Kriya, so but he does have the idea of Korin Lo here. Ketzad mitzvah Chalitza, hayavama holechas acher... Achar, whatever, Yabma, Lemakom Shusham, the Yavama goes to the place where he is, Uba'a Ledayanim, and they come before the Beis Din, Vehain Korin Lo, Venostin Lo, Eitzah Ogenes Lo, Vala. It's like Mamish Medirik in the Rambam. You don't pay attention to it because it's not in the context that we thought it was going to be, but Hain Korin Lo, Venostin Lo, Eitzah Ogenes Lo, Vala. So, yeah. Because he's using Lashon Gemara, otherwise it's extra words. Because he's using Lashon Gemara, the Rambam says, "Vehin korin lo v'nosin lo." It's one process over here of giving him the Eitzah. Eitzah ogenes lo v'la. Im Eitzah tova liyabam yo'atzen osa liyabim, etc. So the Rambam leaves out the words, "Heim v'lo shulcham." That's true. But again, he put himself extra words over here, "Vehin korin lo." Why do you have to add in those words over here? Just say, "V'nosin lo Eitzah ogenes lo." No, the Rambam here is telling us that that's the din. Is "Hein korin lo, Hein v'lo shulcham." And he's saying, Hein Korin Lo, they're the ones who do it. And that Kriya involves Nesinas Eitzah Ogenes Lo V'la. So the Chor, it isn't the Rambam here. It's just that the Rambam learned, like the Meiri, like the Aruch Lener, that the Gemara's Vikaru Lo, V'lo Shlucham, is not talking about summoning to Beis Din, but rather it's talking about the Kriya V'dibur of V'dibur Elav, the extra words in the Torah teach you that they should do the whole Nesinas Eitzah on their own. The Chor, that's Pashup Shan, the Rambam. Fine. So Tosas, we said, do have over here a din about Shluch Shalom Kumoso. And like we said, there's two stages. Initially, again, Tosas on Kuf Alfam Beis Dibur Masal Vakaru. Initially, the tema is that in the Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Mem Aleph, we have drushas that Shluch Shalom Kumoso. So why don't we learn from here? No, Shluch Shalom is not Kumoso because it has to be done Ma'atzma. So Tosfos first say Yesh Lomar, Yesh Kamak Suvim Abang Echad. There's Egla Rufa. There's I forget what else. Smichas Yad, Hafars and Darim. There's a whole bunch of and our case a whole bunch of things that are a whole bunch of Suvim Abang Echad. Clearly, they have the exception, not the rule, right? That's Tosfos say. So you have four. What is it? Four? Did I count right? Four Suvim Abang Echad. So certainly, they are not the rule, but rather the exception. Fine. Then Tosfos continue Vim Tomar. Lamali kroy be kedushin. So then why do I? You see that there's a rule breakers over here are four instances. But then why do I need a pasuk in Kedushin bite there? Originally I said you should learn from here that ain't Shulchan Aruch Mechoso. Now I'm saying no, here are the exceptions, usually Shulchan Aruch Mechoso. So bite there, I don't need a pasuk in Kedushin. Nelef mehanach cry to me the itzrich lashmuina mechlal to ba'al mahavi kemoso. So the fact that I need a pasuk over here to teach you that there are exceptions proves that there is a rule. They are exceptions to some rule. So if I see over here there's dalad ksuvim aban ke'echad, in our case one, and in other cases three more, if I see there's ksuvim aban ke'echad that are saying that shluch shalom is not kemoso, that means generally shluch shalom is yet kemoso. So why do I need to learn that out separately from a pasuk in Maseches Kedushin? Why can't I just see? If there are exceptions, that means there's a rule. V'yesh lomar di'lav kray d'hasam habad arshin and kolhani kray l'drash achrisiya, that's Rabbi Elchanan. Fine, meaning I would have learned different things from these psukim. I only know to learn these psukim this way because I know of a concept of shulchan aruch mechoso. So that's why I need both the miut and the general rule. So what's mavur here in Tosus is that you have whatever again, dalet ksuvim abam ke'echad, and it's mehem ein melamdim, and because of that memela you know that there's a din of shlichus. If you see that the Torah has to tell you there's no din of shlichus in these four cases, that proves that there's yeah a din of shlichus in every other case, correct? That's Tosa's assumption over here. So, and then that's mestaber. That's mestaber, meaning if someone tells you here's the exception to the rule, that means there's a rule that there's an exception to, so you have to figure out what the rule is from the exception. So even though that is mestaber, it is mestaber, like we just said, but it is also l'chora tala in a machlokas rishonim in terms of the midah shehatana dresh as well of beis ksuvim aban ke'echad or whatever in our case you know four ksuvim aban ke'echad. So we'll do this the faster way rather than the more exciting way. So we'll streamline to the sources. I wrote this up once and submitted it to the Beis Yitzchak on Kiddushin, which I think they're still working on. So you guys are still the first ones to hear it, but I think they're putting out a Beis Yitzchak now for the first time in 9 years, by the way, which means that they'll probably get to Kiddushin in the next decade. So you'll see it there in writing if it makes it out. So the Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Hey, in the sugyas of Mitzvah Esh Zman Grama, so Tosfos have an im tomar at the end of a longer piece. Vim tomar tenech zman grama, aval shalah zman grama menalei dechayavos. So we know that their women are pturos from mitzvah esh zman grama, but meichi tesi that they are chayavos in mitzvah esh shalah zman grama. V'yesh lomar kevin the talmud torah pidgin aben havu shnei ksuvim bam keechad. Talmud torah and pidgin aben are mitzvahs shalah zman grama that they're pater from, pturos from. And those are shnei ksuvim bam ke'echad, v'ein melamdim, so you can't learn from there. It's the rest of the Torah. So it says Tosas, these words, key words, havu kumo miyuta. Dafka hani pturos. Ava shalo zman gram va'alma nashim chayavo. So Tosas say, from here you see that since you have two exceptions to the rule, that mitzvahs esei she lo hazman grama, where women are pturos, there's two exceptions, and mehem ein melamdim, that proves that, in general, is a rule of mitzvahs esei she lo hazman grama, women are usually chayavos. Elamai, the Torah gave you an exception in two individual cases. Havu kimiyuta, says Tosas, that these are actually, these two ksuvim are the exceptions, and that proves that everything else is nismite from those exceptions. However, if you look in the, the Darash Mul's Mitzayin, a few achronim over there, they read Rashi, we're not going to do this Rashi, we'll do a different Rashi, but they read Rashi in that sugya, that Rashi doesn't understand that way. Rashi understands that the klal, the mida of shnei ksuvim bam ke'echad ein melamdim doesn't mean that the opposite is true. It's not that when you have two exceptions it proves that everything else is the rule, but rather it just means that if you have shnei ksuvim ein melamdim, two ksuvim teach you something of those two things, and then you can't learn from there to call Torah kula, meaning you're at zero. You can't learn and everywhere else it's the opposite, and you can't learn that everywhere else is the same. It's just a zero. Tosas say, no, once you see shnei ksuvim bam ke'echad, ein melamdim, this, rather, the opposite. But Rashi is saying, no, it's ein melamdim kepshuto. You can't learn anything else out from it. You're at a stalemate once you hit an ein shnei ksuvim bam ke'echad melamdim. So this Rashi, at the time that I worked on this, I thought this Rashi was Lishitaso from a sugya later in the Masechta. This is based mostly or in part the Tzushtel to the next sugya, which I would have developed if we had more time, is a furthering of it, but the idea is based on something that Rav Moshe Aaron Peleach wrote in one of his letters to Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter asked Akasha on Rashi that Rav Peleach, I believe, wrote the response to. Very, very short. I wrote here a 24-word response, and it involves this lumdus. So the Gemara there, in Mem Beis and Mem Gimel of Kiddushin later on, the Gemara there has the limudim back and forth about Shluch L'Shal B'Kamoso, and then Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So the Gemara gives examples where you see Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the Gemara knocks them off by saying, Mishum Tahave Me'ila V'Shlichas Yad, Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad, V'Kol Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. That when you have two K'suvim Bam Ke'echad, Shlichas Yad, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and Me'ila, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, so those are the exceptions, but Ein Melamdim from there, and therefore we don't know from there that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera and Kol Torah Kula. So that's what the Gemara leaves it as. But Lamaisa, we know the halacha. The halacha ends up being that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, correct? Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. So where do we know Ein Shliach Dvar Avera from? This is a famous machlokes we've shown in the Ritva and Tosas, and it has nafkamina as the Shach in Chosh Mishpat about whether Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera b'shogeg. But Rashi has a comment over here that seems to answer the question and be l'shitasa from before. Rashi writes on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, L'mad Amar Ein Melamdim, right? V'leis lan l'melef mi me'ilu t'ficha de Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. You can't learn from Me'ila and Tficha that Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. Why? Because Ein Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Melamdim. You can't learn from there. Umisvara Ein Shliach the Islam L'meimar the Yesh L'Lishma Dibrei Rav V'hani Ahu Ma'i Darshbu. Says Rashi, so Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. So you can't say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. So what's the halacha? So wouldn't Tosus on Daf Lamed Hey and Kedushin tell us the halacha is the opposite? Ein Shliach Dvar Avera usually, and you needed two exceptions to teach you Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera in those cases. Pashut. If there's exceptions, that means there's a rule. Says Rashi, not so fast. If you have Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad, it's Ein Melamdim. You can't teach something new. But you can't teach anything new. Not this rule, and not its exceptions. You can't teach this or the opposite. It's just a stalemate. It's just a zero. So Rashi says over here, once you can't learn from Me'ila and Tficha, it's the next stage in the Gemara. That's why it's not Shlichas Yad. It's just Lefi Beis Shammai. But again, for our purposes, once you can't learn from Me'ila and Shlichas Yad, that Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, Misvara Ein Shliach. You know only from a svara, not automatically. You only know from a svara that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do, and the Mishaleach tells you you have to do, so you should listen to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a svara that you should have Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. But without the svara, you would have been left in a stalemate, a zero, no conclusions could have been drawn, not positive or negative, not this or its opposite, once you have a Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. So the what I left out before is that the Rashash on this Rashi asks, what are you talking about? Once you have Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, so you know the opposite is true. And he leaves that as a Sarachin. So this is what I think Rav Moshe Aaron Peleach was trying to answer at the time, and the Rashis are Lishitasa from Lamed Hay, that no, Rashi doesn't understand the same way as Tosas over there. Tosas on Lamed Hay understand that when you have Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, and therefore the opposite must be true. Rashi understands, no, Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim means you're stuck in a stalemate, and all you could do is try to determine the answer based on something else, like in this case, a svara. Okay, we'll leave it for now, but in the sugya of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, if you look at the Ritva and compare it to the Tosos, potentially they're arguing about this very same machlokas. Either way, our Tosos seems to be lishitasam, but whatever, on the side of Tosos and Daf Lamed Hay in Kedushin. Our Tosos asked a question, once I know that there's Dalet K'suvim Abam Ke'echad over here, of, again, our case of a karu lo velo shlucham and medidas egla rufa, whatever, all the different smichas yad, all the things that were in the Gemara, all the things that were in the Gemaras that Tosas quoted. So we know Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. So Tosas prakta kasha, so then why do we need a source ever for Yeshliach? Why do we ever need a source for Shluch Shalom Gmoso? I have right here, in these cases, no, which means in every other case, yeah. So Tosas alishi tasam from Lamed Hay and Kedushin, that clearly are assuming that the mida of Shnei K'suvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim teaches you the opposite. Rashi wouldn't have said this. Rashi wouldn't have had that kasha on our Gemara. Rashi would have learned Kipshuto that these are exceptions, and we don't know what the rule is. You have to have a drasha or a svara or something else to teach you what the rule is, but you can't learn from the exceptions that the opposite is true. Clear? Okay. So the Gemara here says, V'karu lo v'lo shlucham v'dibrei lov melamit shemesiyan lo etzah ha'oganis lo. It teaches you that they're supposed to do this kriya v'dibor, or kriya to the basin and then dibor to him, machlokas we spoke about earlier, and they're meisin lo etza hogenes lo. They give him advice that's appropriate, that's proper for this couple. Shimhaya hu yeled, he's a kena. If he's a young man and she's an old lady, hu zakin v'hi yelada, or the opposite, omram lo, ma lecha etzel yelada. What do you want to marry such a young woman for? Ma lecha, or ma lecha etzel zakena? Why do you want to marry such an old lady? Klach etzel shakmoscha v'al tachnes ketata l'sof beischa. Don't, you're not going to solve the shidduch crisis in one day. It's not, and it's not going to be kedai. So go marry someone your own age and have shalom bayis at least. Don't bring a ketata, don't bring a fight into your home just because of the mitzvah yibam. Better off you should do chalitza. Better off you should do chalitza. I think Rav Tursky once mentioned that the whole story of the scarlet letter is good bite on this yisod in Chazal. That the whole reason she was running around with someone else in the beginning of the book is because they married her off to some older guy who wasn't shaykh to her. There was no relationship, so how is she supposed to have anything to do with him? So of course it led to problems. I think you also said you're not supposed to read the scarlet letter, but okay. I think in school curriculums he thought it was an inappropriate topic. I don't. Not certain about that, but I think he might have said that. So the Torah Tamima has a line over here that's helpful for the drushas. The Torah Tamima says, where does this come from? Like, where are Chazal seeing over here with Dibru a love that it's a Eitzah Helgenis love that they're supposed to be giving him? So he says, the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, I think, the Pashupat and Pesachah, Pasuk, which relates to what we said in the Tosfot before, the Pashupat and the Pasuk is that V'dibru love probably means V'karu lo V'dibru love. They should try to convince him to do Yibam, right? Meaning that's the better mitzvah, that's the L'chachil do Yibam. So V'dibru love, they should talk to him. If it doesn't work out, they'll do a Chalitza. But, and that's the Taina she's coming with, Me'ein. You know, you're refusing. I want you to do Yibam and you're not. But Chazal see in the Pasuk, says the Torah Tamima, Chazal see in the Pasuk, Midalok siv V'dibru imo. Elavidibru a love, from the fact that the pasuk says not they speak with him, but rather they speak to him. Mashmashi yadabru dvarm haruuyim a love. It means that it's a very, you know, catered, tailor made speech that they're supposed to give him. Lefia matzav inyan shu. Whatever makes sense in this particular case. If it makes sense that they should get married and do yibam, great. And if not, then they should teach him not to. But it's divru a love. It's a very individualized speech, and that's what they saw on the pasuk. A love, as opposed to emo, is what shows you it's meisin lo etza hogenes lo. B'chlal, this is a peledik thing, but you see it's true. But b'chlal, it's peledik. If the lichatchila, the mitzvah min haTorah, the best thing to do is do yibam, it's a wild thing that Chazal are basically saying that because of Shema Yavo Ktata Lebeso, that there shouldn't be a lack of shalom bayis chas v'shalom, therefore avoid a mitzvah. It's true, chalitza is also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah, but it's second rate mitzvah. It's chalitza v'makom yibam isn't even a mitzvah, right? So it's a funny thing that Chazal are saying, but because of a chashash of shalom bayis issues, so you should avoid the mitzvah of yibam and do mitzvah chalitza. So Rav David Willa gave me some Ar Makomos on Yivamos, and he had a Karen Ora back on Mem Dalid. So the Gemara, the Karen Ora back on Mem Dalid asks this question. And the Karen Ora suggests that this is Bechlal, the din of Darkei Noam. That Yibam in general has a overall theme of Darkei Noam, that things have to be done in a way that's pleasant and works well for everyone. So one of the, I guess, like subcategories of that is that if it's not going to lead to Darkei Noam in the house, then the whole mitzvah of Yibam shouldn't be chal. So it's the Eitzah HaHogenes Lo is because it's not really a Makom Yibam. If it's not going to lead to Darkei Noam, it's not really a Makom Yibam, so Chalitza becomes the Lechatchila, and there's nothing strange about that you would subvert the mitzvah of Yibam. You're not really subverting. It's built in that if it's not Darkei Noam, you shouldn't do Yibam. It's just interesting that Poskim do talk about this elsewhere. We had in Hilchos Peruvu, the Ramah in the beginning of Simen Aleph, in Sif Ches and Simen Aleph of Ebn Ezer, says that if a person's concerned that if they should marry a Isha Bas Banim, it's going to not be a good Shidduch, it's going to lead to issues. So better off not to, because Yavo Lidei Tatos Merivos Bein Banim Bein Ishto. There shouldn't be fights between the different people in the household. In this case, it's really the kids and the mother, but it's different, you know, fighting in the household. So the Vilna Gaon there says, Ayin, Yibam, and Chalitza. Meaning you see that there's a Eitzah HaHogenes for specific case by Yibam Chalitza that it's going to bring to Shalom Bayis issues in the house, so you shouldn't do Yibam. So to hear the Ramah's sources, so to hear from that Gemara that you shouldn't do the mitzvah of La'arav al Tanach Yadecha if it's going to be at the expense of Shalom Bayis. So you see from the Vilna Gaon that he understood it's not specific to mitzvah Yibam. It's that even when it comes to a mitzvah. Again, the Vilna Gaon says that's a mitzvah daraisa by Yibam, and we say don't do Yibam, do Chalitza. Masha'in Kain, when it comes to La'arav al Tanach Yadecha, it's a different Kabbalah, it's something lesser. So the Vilna Gaon says a Kolsh Kain. If even by a mitzvah daraisa like Yibam, you would say don't do it if it's going to lead to Shalom Bayis issues, so then for sure by something like La'arav al Tanach Yadecha, don't do it because it's going to lead to Shalom Bayis issues. But the Vilna Gaon clearly thinks it's not specific to Yibam. It's not because of Darkin Elam. It's simply that when you have a potential katata in the household, that can sometimes subvert mitzvahs. It's a fascinating concept. The Chalkos Mechok has a different shot in that. He doesn't think it's a good raya because he thinks that the mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza, he says it's true that the Vilna Gaon addresses this, but the Chalkos Mechok thinks it's true that Yibam is the Lichat Chila, and we have Chazal saying that if it's a Makom Yibam, then Chalitza is really not a good choice. But that being said, it is true that Torah gives a person a prerogative to choose between Yibam and Chalitza. You could choose Yibam or Chalitza. So now the Gemara says, okay, if you could choose, then here's one of the factors in the choice. You know, Eitz HaMogenes Lo, it's either a good idea or it's a bad idea. So that's true by Yibam and Chalitza, but says the Chalkos Mechok, you can't say that by Mitzvahs La'arav al Tanach Yadecha. It's not Del Raisa. It's pretty serious. You sell a Sefer Torah for it. You know, it's a pretty chamer mitzvah. So he doesn't like this din. When it comes to this din, though, of Eitz HaMogenes, so they tell the guy, you know, this is really not a shidduch. She's so old, she's so young, it's not such a good idea. So they go through the process of Chalitza. The interesting thing is, within the process of Chalitza, so he says, she says me'ein, that he refused, and he says lo chavatzti, I'm not interested in doing Yibam. But it could very well be the case that he is interested in doing Yibam, and he's not refusing to do Yibam, but Elamai, they're telling him it's not a good idea, so they're saying, don't do it. So he says, fine, I'll listen to you. So the Torah Tmima says that when the Torah tells him to say lo chafatzdi, it means lo chafatzdi because it's not the right thing. It doesn't mean my desire as a human being is that I want to do chalitza. I may very well deep down want to do yibam, but once the rabbis told me that I shouldn't do it, I want to do the ratzon Hashem. I want to do what's right. So it's like it's me'ein, you know, rotza ani it's me'ein what the Rambam tells us about kfiya and aget. That deep down, the person wants to do the ratzon Hashem, even though this is against his will, so to speak, because he would rather do yibam, but he knows what's right. So when he says lo chafatzdi, he means lo chafatzdi to do it because they're telling me it's a bad idea, not necessarily because that's my initial desire. Okay, this is all in the middle of a Shachat Torah. The Gemara is coming about, you know, 3, 5, 7, 9, etc. So at the end of this Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Chalitza B'Shlosha. Chalitza is a basin of 3. Hol V'Sasam Lan Tana Kavase. Because it's the Mishnah. Amar Le Rava Lerb Nachman, Ihachi Mian Nami. So then Mian should also be B'Shlosha. Because the Mishnah puts them together, we'll come back to that. Blin Eder, Hamiyan v'Achlitza v'Shlosha. So here, Taisus note the Maskel Hoel. Hoel v'Sasim Lantana Kavase, Aval Mishum the Yachid Rabim Halachik Rabim Ein Lifsok Kavase the Mistaber Taima the Yachid. Now, without getting into what the Mistaber Taima is, because I haven't worked on that, I'm not 100% sure. But Tosafot are saying, why do you need to come on to v'sasam lantana kavase, that you want to go like the Stam Mishnah? It's Yachid Rabim. There's a Chachamim and there's a Rebbe Yehuda. There's a Das Yachid against a Rabim. So don't we hold Yachid Rabim Halach Rabim? What do you need Stam Mishnah for? So they say, no, because here it was Mistaber Taima the Yachid. The Yachid was more logical. It made more sense to us that we should pass on like the Yachid, so you can't use the klal of Yachid Rabim Halach Rabim. Therefore, we resort to a different klal of Stam Mishnah Halacha Kavase, right? That's what the Tosar are saying over here. Again, what the Svaras are, we're not talking about, but that's what Tosar are assuming. Tosar Rush has the same idea over here. So this is a klal that you do find in the Rishonim, and you find it in the Gemara and Beitza also, and elsewhere, that even though we have a klal of Yachid Karabim Halacha Karabim, when it's Mistabra, time of the Yachid, when the individual has a more reasonable and understandable and logical explanation, so we will pass him like him against the... against the rabbim, even against the rov. The Stechemid quotes from the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, that we apply the same thing, Hilchos it's basically the exact same thing, even though Chazal don't say it the same way, that generally speaking, we hold, you know, halacha k'rebi Akiva mechaveiro v'lo mechaveirov. Halacha k'rebi k'neged chaveiro v'lo chaveirov. So the Rambam, in that context, seems to paskin like Rebbe over a majority against Rebbe. Again, it's the same idea as Yachiv Rabbim, Halach Rabbim. So just Chazal want to build in that also Rabbi Kiva beats out other Yechidim, but Rabbim is the same thing. So there, the Kesef Mishnah says that the explanation of the Rambam for passing like Rebbe against Chaveirav is that Mistabra Taime, it's sensible what Rebbe said, and therefore you go against even a Rov. Same thing with Rabbi Kiva, Mechaveirav, Chaveirav. The Yad Malachi has that in certain cases also. Yeah. The Rush, everyone quotes this Rush at the end of the first paragraph of Baal Basar, just says that just because there's a rule of Mestaber Taimeh that you can pass like Yachid, doesn't mean you should run around passing like Yechidim. It means that when we have, you know, an Amora who really understands the Sugya and thinks Mestaber Taimeh Yachid, so he has the possibility to say Mestaber Taimeh Yachid and pass against the Rabbin, but it's not something you can apply so easily. But Lechora, this whole Klal Yesh Lain, because isn't there a Gzeiras HaKasev in the Torah of Achrei Av Nahatos? So it's very nice that you have your Svaras, but the Torah says that if you have a Yachid versus a Rabbim, we know what to do. We follow the Rov. That's what the Torah tells us to do. And just to make sure you agree with the Hanacha, so when the Yad Malachi quotes, he talks about Yachid Rabbim in so many places. One of the places he talks about it, the words are, Aval b'yachid k'neged chachamim, Yachid Rabbim, lo alim chilu demay, okay, klala alima de Yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, ikaro min ha-Torah. It's ikaro min ha-Torah. It's a very chashuva klal. This is from the Sefer Get Pashat that the Stei Chemed there quotes. L'fi anir dechlal zed yachid rabim halacha k'rabim hu min ha-Torah. K'demuchach b'kama duchte. L'sarach tam lama halo ruba daraisehu dechseb achir rabim lahatos. Exactly what we're saying, which is that yachid rabim is a klal min ha-Torah. It's a hachra emsak min ha-Torah. The Pasuk says achir rabim lahatos. So just because you think one's more mistaber, how do you go against the Pasuk based on your svar? So l'chora, you could be miyashiv that with two mahalchim. They're not really exclusive, they're really built on each other, but two mahalchim for two different assumptions. So if you look again, the Stei Chemed is talking about this a lot in Klal Yud, in Ma'areches HaYud, sorry, Klal Amid Hey. So he quotes from the Sefer Get Pashut, but you look around, you'll find a lot of Bachorim Tumul about this, that we're misunderstanding completely. Again, the Stei Chemed implied it, but we're misunderstanding, the Yad Malachi implied it, but we're misunderstanding completely. There is a pasuk in the Torah that says Achar Ab Lahatos. That means that when Dayanim sit on a basin and there's a Rov and a Miyut, you have to follow the Rov, not the Miyut. That's what it means. Additionally, it also means that if you have one Maimid of Talmid HaChamim, one Maimid of Poskim, that they're all be Yeshiva Achas, and they come to some, they come to a disagreement where there's a Yachid and a Rabim, a Miyut and a Rov, so Achar Ab Lahatos. That's what the pasuk means in the Torah. Then there's a unique case, which again, the Poskim all tumble about in Shulchan Aruch, there's a unique case where you have not a rove of people who are sitting together, and then you could say, take the rove over the miyut, but you have, either over many places geographically or over many years in time, you have opinions that accumulate over time and space that X amount of people agree about this and X amount of people disagree, and then you could find out that there's more on one side than the other, and you can scale it that way. There may be a din to follow them. Yachid Rabim, Halachik Rabim. Yachid Rabim, Halachik Rabim doesn't have to be that all the Chacham sat in one place, said one thing, and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. It could be it was many Chacham in many places or over much time, and then together the collective majority is Chachamim say X and Rabbi Yehuda says Y. That's Yachid Rabim, so we say Halachik Rabim. But that's a different din. That's not the din of Achar Ab Nahatos, Agzeres HaKasav in the Torah. That's simply that we follow the Rov, the Rabbim, against the Yachid. But this is not the din d'araisa of Achar Ab Nahatos. What's the pshat then in Yachid? Meaning, we have a, by Yeshiva Achas, we have a Agzeres HaKasav, Achar Ab Nahatos. When it's Yachid v'Rabbim, it's Rabbi Huda versus a bunch of Chacham from a bunch of places. So why taka do we follow the Chacham? And why not say there's no klal of Achar Ab Nahatos? So why do we say Yachid v'Rabbim, Lach Rabbim? So this is Lechora Svara. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Ayin Ches, Hod yasanu ha-Torah she-ribu ha-deos yaskimu le-olam ela-emes yosar men ha-miyut. If you have 100 people saying one way, and one person saying, it's not always true, but if you have 100 people saying one way, and you have one person saying a different way, it's more likely, at least, that the 100 people are correct and the one person is wrong, either because of Pilpul Chavirim, or simply because the majority is probably in the right, and the minority is in the wrong. So it's a Svara. It's a Svara. The Maariz Chiyas has in Brachos Lamed Zayin, the Gemara there says that Rabbi Kiva at one point responds to Rabbi Gamliel, Yachid v'Rabim halacha k'rabim. But if you look in the Tosefta, So this is very geschmack. If you look at the Tosefta, so the Tosefta says Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Gamliel, not Yachad Rabam Halach Grabim. Rabbi Kiva responds, Ach Rabam Lahatos. So the Maariv Chayes asks, why change the Lashon? I mean, the Tosefta said Ach Rabam Lahatos, and the Gemara changes it to Yachad Rabam Halach Grabim. So he says exactly our Chilik. He says that's the Pshat. He says, again, maybe it's a machlokas in Chazal, or I don't know, but the Gemara here understood, no, there's two different things. Achar Ablahatos, that's when you have a Beis Din or Yeshiva Achas, and they come to some disagreement, so you make your conclusions based on the Achar Ablahatos. That's not relevant when it's a bunch of rabbis versus one rabbi from different time periods or different places. That's a din of Yachad Rab Malach Karabim. It's a separate din. It's a completely separate din. It's not the din d'arais of Achar Ablahatos. So if that's true... So then what is the din of Yachad Rabam Halach Karabim? Like we said, it's a svara, but it makes sense that the rabbin probably got it right. Oh, so if it's true that the whole din of Yachad Rabam Halach Karabim is that it's a svara, that probably the rabbin got it right, and it's not a gzeres hakasav of Achar Rabam Lahatos, so then it's very good. So b'chiyah gavna that you don't know, so mistaber that the rabbin got it right. Yachad Rabam Halach Karabim. But b'chiyah gavna that it's mistaber time ed yachid. If the Yachid's reasoning makes more sense than the Rabbim, it doesn't really matter. It's a unique case. It's a standout case where Taka was, in this case, that the Yachid got it right and the Rabbim got it wrong. So if it's Mistaber time of the Yachid, it's not that it beats the Klal of Yachid Rabbim. There is no Klal of Yachid Rabbim. Yachid Rabbim means Rabbim is more Mistaber. Here, the Yachid's more Mistaber. The Yachid makes more sense. The Netziv, he doesn't spell all this out. The Netziv says that that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Edios. The famous Mishnah in Edios says, "Lama maskirin divrei yachid bein hamrubim shem yira beisnes divrei yachid b'yismoch alav." So the Ravid famously tells us the pshat in that Mishnah in Edios is that why do you even bichlal in the Mishnah put the divrei yachid? We know halacha karabim, so why put the yachid into the Mishnah? He's a das yachid. We're not going to hold like him. So the Ravid famously says no, because what the Mishnah says is that the Chazal might look and be reliant on the Das Yachid. So the Ravid says, because B'shas HaTechak, if we're really stuck, the Das Yachid is reliable, right? That's what the Ravid says. Then it says you don't need the Ravid's Pshat. The Pshat is that the rabbis can look at the Mishnah and say, there's a Yachid and Rabbim, and Mistaber, time of the Yachid. Mistaber, time of the Yachid. So once it's Mistaber, time of the Yachid, I need to know what the Yachid says in order to know if it's Mistaber or not. Okay, when does that stop, and who's allowed to make the decisions? That's a different question, but that's what the Nesiv says. Like we're saying, the pshat in the Mishnah is that it's not a Yachid Rabbim once you have Mistaber time of the Yachid. Maybe just before you, one more thing. So that's all the Fidi Zachronim who say that there's no such thing as Achar Rabbim Lahatos when it comes to separate people over separate generations in separate places. But it's Machlokas. And some people do assume that the Din D'Oraisa of Achar Rabbim Lahatos applies even if you have people spread over generations and spread over places. So what do you do according to them? You have a Gzeres HaKasav that says Achar Rabbim Lahatos, and now you have a Svara that's Mistaber time of the Yachid. Who cares? The Torah says Achar Rabbim Lahatos. So L'chora, again, they're built on each other, but they're separate, obviously, because one's D'Oraisa and one's less. But L'chora, it's a similar idea. Well, the Pshat in Achar Rabbim Lahatos is that the Torah understands that there are going to be cases where people disagree, and we're not going to know how to pass it. There's going to be a suffix. So the Torah gives you a klal hachra, all klali hachra, except for, I don't know, beis shammai and beis hillel, halacha ke beis hillel. You know, all klali halacha, basically, klali hachra, are basically a hachra b'makom safik. If you have a safik, here's how to proceed, even though we're not sure what to do. So the Torah says, if you have a rabbim and a miyut, a rabbim and a yachid, achay rabbim lahatos. Why? It's a safik. Choose the rabbim. Maybe there's a svar for that, like the Sefer Chinuch says, but that's the gzeres hakasav. So we said before, that's only true because the rabbin's mistaber. But maybe if we say it a little differently, it's only true when there's a suffix. If you have a suffix, you go bust with the rabbin. What if you don't have a suffix? You know the yachid is correct. You don't have a case of a doubt. You don't have a shadow of a doubt that the yachid is correct. So then good, go by the yachid. So Chazal are saying to us, Achar Rabbim Lahatos generally is true because you have a suffix when you have machlokas, because how do you decide between all these great rabbis with great beards? But if you know this rabbi is for sure correct, there's not a suffix. So there's no klal of Achar. It's not that it beats the klal of Achar Rabbim Lahatos. The gzeres hakasav of Achar Rabbim Lahatos doesn't apply b'chiyah gavna that mistaber time of the yachid. What about a beis din? We always follow the rov of a beis din. We don't say mistaber time of the yachid. So the Sefer HaChinuch answers that question. The Sefer HaChinuch says the beis din is different for two reasons. One is that lefi sheheim hayu b'cheshben mechuyev min haTorah v'hu ki'ilu tziv saHaTorah b'feirish achar rov shel elu tasu kol inyanechem. So first of all, he says it's more mefurish b'kra that you must follow the Beis Din even if you don't agree, or even if you think Mestaber time at the Yachid, you always follow the Rov. Ve'od, this is more relevant to what we're saying, ve'od, Shem Kulam Hayu Chacham Gedolim. And you could only say what we're saying if someone is so sure about the time of the Yachid that it's right, that he doesn't even have a suffix. There can't be any shadow of a doubt. If you have a doubt, you have to go with Acharav Nahatos. So says the Sefer Chinuch, when you ever you have a case of a Beis Din, Kulam Chachamim Gedolim, you can never say you don't have a suffix. You obviously have a suffix. Elamai, you think one's more Mestaber, good, you have to follow the Rov still. But in all our cases, like a Yachid B'Rabim, Halachic Rabim, even if it's built from the Pasuk of Acharav Nahatos, B'Chiyah Gavna, it's Mestaber time of the Yachid so much that you don't have a suffix, so it's not a question of beating the Klal Achra. You don't need a Klal Achra when you don't have a suffix. You only need a Klal Achra when you have a suffix, and you're not Mesupik here.
In the Gemara in the first parak about when Beis Shammai told us to read Rov versus Mechadidei Tzvei, the Pshat is Beis Shammai said there's no suffix here. That's what the Gemara means when it says Mechadidei Tzvei. What is it? What's? How do you know whether to follow Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai?
Paschal.
And then the Gemara, one of the stars the Gemara says is that and Beis Shammai was Mechudot more, so therefore you follow that.
Yeah.
Even against the Rov.
That's this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're just saying, yeah. Right, that's this. Meaning Mechadidei Tzvei is a...
That's what it means.
Yeah, but that part's obvious, though. I'm saying, this is saying, even after you have the... it's built into the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It wouldn't be true about Beis Shammai versus Rabbi Akiva, making up a random name. Meaning, Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, we know who's more Mechadidei Tzvei. In that rule. This is more than that. This is saying, that rule is true broadly. Mm-hmm. Even after you have a Klal Achra of Yachid Rabim, like let's say we didn't have a Baskel, let's say we were stuck and it was Yachid Rabim and Beis Hillel was the Rabim, so you would still say, or whatever, then you would still say Mechadidei Tzvei, and therefore the only difference is that you know, I think according to what we're talking about, it's not exactly the same, is that that's a generality, Mechadidei Tzvei.
Yeah,
here, like in a specific case, who's more correct is what we're talking about.
I mean, that's what must be what it means.
If they're talking about that specific case, they're Mechadidei Tzvei?
Or
I thought it was a question of who do we pass on, like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel in general. Right?
Isn't the word the makom, meaning you only say Acharav Nahatos when they're equally?
That's what we're saying, or that's sort of what we're saying. Right. When there's a suffix.
Right.
But you're that. Yeah.
Same idea. You know?
It's the same idea that
the custom is only shayach
if there's a suffix.
Everything is equal.
They are not equal if Mechadidei Tzvei. Yes. Yes. That's talking that. In that sense, this is a bigger tradition, meaning Beis Shammai is always more Mechadidei Tzvei. That's what I thought the Pshat Gemara was. As opposed to what we're talking about is that in this case, I think the Yachid is more correct.
Right, but Lechor is the same...
Yeah, same Yisod, correct, yeah. And again, either because of the first Mahalach or the second Mahalach, either because it's Mestaber time of the Yachid and the whole Rabbim was only because of the Svara, and here it's Mestaber time of the Yachid, or no, there's a Din D'Oraisa of Acharav Nahatos here, but the Din D'Oraisa doesn't kick in if there's no Suffolk. Yeah, meaning those are the two possibilities, depending on whether you think Acharav Nahatos is D'Oraisa and Yachid Rabbim. Yeah. Okay, this same Gemara that we just launched from, so the Gemara said to us that it had a few brises about Miyun and Chalitza, and the Gemara had asked Akasha that we know Chalitza is Bishlosha, and if so, obviously, Ihachi, Afilu Miyun Nami should also be Bishlosha. So Taisus make a comment, Vim Tomer, my parach, Lichi Bishvil Kach Nifzal, Kechol Stami Mishnais. Yeah, I don't know, what's the... yeah, I mean, we do pass like Stami Mishnais. What is Tosis? So this is what I borrowed Yashish Yaakov for. So the Yashish Yaakov says the Pshat and the Kash and Tosis over here is that no, the Gemara shouldn't have said Ihachi, meaning we passing like Stam Mishnais because we passing like Stam Mishnais. The Gemara here says Ihachi, we should hold like the Stam Mishnais. What do you mean, Ihachi? You should hold like the Stam Mishnais because you hold like the Stam Mishnais. What is the fact that Chalitza, the din is three, therefore you should hold minus three? No, hold minus three because it's Stam Mishnah. That's what Tosas were asking. Either way, V'yesh Lomar, the Chalitza umiyan damu lahadadi. So Tosas are wondering, just because we hold by Chalitza three, so to umiyan three? Tosas answer, yeah, because they're similar to each other. How so? Shetetzadei maisa shalahem. Because they, in both cases, they do something and they release the bond. Also, umisnu nami bahadi adadi, and also they're listed together always. They come as a group, so therefore they have obviously a similarity. So this probably is not a raya; it's not mukhach. This is probably shaykh that we spoke about at the very beginning of the Masechta Sanhedrin last year. That Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta there, when the Mishnah says that chalitza needs shlosha, Rashi says kein daraisa tikkun means only derabanan, but it's kein daraisa. So Rashi doesn't tell us what the kein daraisa is. And the Behuda, this is what we spent time on last time. The Rabbi Behuda says that the kein daraisa, Tosar Rabbi Kivi Eger says it also, that the kein daraisa is of gerishin. Gerishin, you do a get and she's released. Me and also, she doesn't want to be married, so she's released. So kein daraisa by get, you also need by mian. Chiddush Atzum, because that implies that by get, we're talking about a din that needs a base and that can't be done at night, that all those are things. Those in Sanhedrin, Mandalid, fine. The Rashash there in Sanhedrin, this, I think, I didn't look it up, but Maharam Shif also, maybe was this? Yeah, Maharam Shif also. So the Rashash and Maharam Shif, they both say, what are you talking about? It's not get, or Zeruah's Chiddush of Chumra at night. Nah, it's not about get. Miun needs three Ke'en Daraisa of Chalitza, So the Rashash says, because it's obvious to him that Chalitza and Miyun are similar, Shayabam Mimain Liyabama. Or Liyabma. The Yabam is refusing to do Yibam, Mayain. He's refusing to do Yibam. So too, she's refusing to be married. You hear? It's like the flip. So too, she's refusing to be married. He's refusing to do Yibam. So too, this girl, this Katana, who is Messianosa Achiha and her mother, so she's mima'enes in the marriage. So just like she's mima'enes, so too the yavam is mima'en to do yibam. That's not what Tosas say. Tosas are also drawing a connection, but Tosas say the connection is different. Very geshmak. Tosas say that the connection is just like there, you do something and you get out of it, which I would have thought is similar to a get also, but okay. Maybe it's because she does a ma'isa and she gets out of it, right? Ma'isa shelahen. That she does a ma'isa and she gets out of it, so too by Mian and Chalitza is the same. Or just, you know, very simply because they're listed together, or because we know Chalitza does have similarities to Gerishin. Zika is a type of Ishus. Chalitza gets rid of the Ishus and she's free to go. We know the din is that a Chalutza is Asura to all the, he's Asura to all of her Krovos, etc. Ki Gerishin, I think Ram's Lashon is Harehi Ki Ishto Ke Shegersha. So there's a Tzushtal between those different things. So Mion is a Derabanan Deka Chalitza, either because of what the Rashash said, that it's a Mion of him, Ke'en, sorry, a Mion of her, Ke'en the Mion of him, of Chalitza, or because they both are Matir Asuros, Al Yedei Amai Sishalem. Yeah. The Gemara continues here, Amar Rav, Tzvichi Dainel Mikva Duchte, you have to make a place for it, Vasa Yivam Te'eshara. Rav Papa Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yoshua, Abdi Uvde B'chamisha. So we just said you have to do three, but there was this Maisa where they did it with five dinam. Kiman, who are you holding? Like Rabbi Huda B'hadabe. What do you mean? He was already chozebo from this. No, it was Lefirsume Milsa. Rav Ashi Ikli B'Rav Kahana, Amar Le Slik Mar L'Gaban L'Mluya B'chamisha. Go do five. Amar Rav Kahana, Hava Ka'imna Kamid Rav Yehuda B'Amar Le Tosak L'Zirz of the Kani that is the Rufay B'chamisha. Also, Amar Lo, Lama Li Chamisha. Amar Lehu, Kihich Lefirsum Milsa. Because there's this din of persume milsa. What is this din of persume milsa? And if you know, if we invite Rabbi Tzvika Razman to give a shir, maybe he'll talk about whether you can mekayim this on FaceTime. That would be an interesting knach. So what is this din of persume milsa? Is this Neris Chanukah over here? What are we talking about? So Rashi tells us, where does this come from, persume milsa? De chalutzahi, that you're being mefarsim, that she's, it's a green light, Rashi. Le persume milsa de chalutzahi, you're proving that she, you're publicizing that she is a chalutza, velo linasva lekohen, and that she shouldn't get married to a kohen. Inami de lesu inshiv likpatsu Allah. Or because we want to make sure that she gets a proper shidduch, people should know that she's on the market. So the major tarachin in Rashi obviously is, well, first of all, where did this come from? But also, second of all, that's true by a grusha also. She's a surah lekohen, and also we want her to get remarried. So why don't you need pirsum milsa by a get? Why do you only need it by a chalutza? So pashup shad is by a get you do have pirsum. You have a get. She walks around with her star. There's a pirsum. There's also kasha y five, right? I mean, 10 is either three is a public crowd already. 10 is, you know, Persume Milsa and Farhestia for Dinim like Yerba Avra, like we spoke about last time. So why it's 5? Is it because 5 is also a shtickle Persum? Or is it 5 and then you have a bunch of other people who are in the room as well? So you have Yavam Yavama, 3 Dayanim is 5, 2 more Dayanim is 7, 2 Adim is 9, and then, like, who doesn't bring one friend to their Chalitza? So it's 10. Like, the question of how you get to 5 is a good one, but either way, by get, you have Persum. It's not the... You guys are writing? It's not don't need, it's already have by get. But lichora, without Rashi, lichora, I would have said something entirely different. The Gemara just comes onto this idea of pirsum milsa. Where in the world did it get it from? So Rashi says because of these two possible reasons. So we're saying the reasons are shver, but also there's a much more pashup shot over here. The pasuk says, v'nikra shmo bi Yisrael, beis chalat hanal. So Chazal darshin bi Yisrael, Geirim, Chazal have drushes that the B Yisrael is talking about the Dayanim And there's details there. But the Torah Shebichsav, this, the Peshuto Shemekra over here, is seemingly very clearly saying, V'nikra Shmo Bi Yisrael Beis Chalas Anal. His name will be called in the house of Israel. In Israel, the Jewish people will know him as a Beis Chalas Anal. And that's the Pasha Pshat from the flow of all the Pesukim. He was Mimayin to be, make him Shem Achiv Bi Yisrael. Bi Yisrael means in the community, in the entirety of the Jewish people. You find this a little bit in the Teres Kohanim, quoted at the end of the parak, that the Rabbi Huda darshans from Bi Yisrael, that all the people who are there have to call out Beis Chalutz Anal, not just the, meaning all the watchers, all the observers have to call out Beis Chalutz Anal. They say it three times. Meshech Chachma has a reason for this, like meaning what the drasha is, but the Rabbi Huda understands that Bi Yisrael means the whole crowd that's watching. That spans it a little bit past just the Dayanim, as we've been talking about. But you have other dinim. What's this whole din of Lemikvei Duchta? So I have to have a specific place to do it, and we know from the Gemara and from the drashas in the Taras Kohanim that the Alsa Hayivim to Ashaira, that she has to go. Sorry, that they have to go. Yeah, that she has to go up to the Gova Shel Ir. But Alsa Hayivim to Ashaira, they have to go to the Gova Shel Ir. There's a. It needs to be up in display. It has to be on a stage. People have to be witnessing what's going on. That's what the Mordechai says is the pshat in Kviyas Makom. That Kviyas Makom is like a kain of Gova Shel Ir. We don't necessarily have a Gova Shel Ir, but we have a Makom that's Kavua, and it's supposed to be what, quote, Kolomar B'Makom Mefursam. So there's this concept throughout the Pesukim of Bi Yisrael that has to be in a very public way. So I would have thought the Pasha pshat is that Kehechi de Lifursam Milsa is that the Pesukim are telling you this should be popular. People should know about this. That Beis Chalutz Anal, Bi Yisrael, V'nikum Shmo Bi Yisrael. It should be well known that he's a that he was choletzer, that she was choletzes to him. So that's what I thought, and I looked in all the Rishonim, and I looked in the Achronim on the page, and I looked in the Mefarshim on Chumash, and I didn't find anyone who said this. But that's because I didn't look in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, like I'm saying. The Taz in his comment, I know you thought I was going to say the Golden Gaon, but the Taz says the Rashi over. Then he says the Kashan Rashi, and he says the better pshat. Kan shiny dechsev also ashira de ba'in and sheyag gova sheira hachanami lein ze she is a davar mefursan kenas mechula akra. It's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says be Yisrael, so you should have it be Yisrael. You should have it in a public way. The Vilna Gaon in the Seder Chalitza seems to say the same pshat again, less words. But v'yoser nira, meaning he quotes Rashi, has the kasha v'yoser nira. This is the makom pirsum. The makom pirsum is adding dayanim that makes it a more well known thing. So lechora, that's exactly what we were suggesting is the pashat pshat. Okay, what's the pshat in the pashat pshat? Meaning, why is it that the Torah commands that there be such pirsum that everyone should know? But also even dashayra, why are we embarrassing the guy? Why are we making it such a well known thing? So it seems that it's exactly what it sounds like. We're trying to embarrass him. If you look in the Haggadah Maimoni in Yivim Chalitza Dalet Ostes, so he says it mefurash that the goal is mipnei macholetzes naalo. Why did he take off his shoe? Shekach amar Kadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe amor liyabam shelo yirtz liyabim Russia begufcha hayisa yachal kaim umianta lefikach tachlots min alecha keavel keavel uchemenuda and ulakach viyarkav befanav. That's why they spit. This is like a shtickl on onish. It's a bezelion to the guy that he's choosing to do chalitza. So we yell at him, base chalitza anal, and we spit in him, and we take off his shoes, and we make him like an avel, and like a person who refuses to do mitzvos, because we're trying to embarrass him. And that's why you have to mefarsim him it. Because it's nikra shmo bi Yisrael. People should see that this is not the right way to act, and we're embarrassing him in public. So The obvious question, and we're going to have to end in a second, the obvious question on this is that it's not always a bad thing. Meaning, Eitzah HaGeneslo, could be she was an old lady and it wasn't a good shidduch, because she was a young lady and it wasn't a good shidduch. So why are we taking off his shoe then? Why are we spitting on him then? So it's like a low plug of Daraisa. So, well, I thought the pshat is it's Cain a low plug of Daraisa. Meaning, the Torah is saying that the ideal reality is one in which they're matched up, it's a good shidduch, and he should do Yibam. There are cases, and therefore he should be embarrassed. If he doesn't, we should be mivazin him with a chalitza. There are cases in which such a person is doing it for the right reasons. The rabbis told him, don't do the chalitza, don't do the yibam, it's not a good idea. But still, we need to teach the klal that generally speaking, yibam is lechatchila. So it's true, this guy's a karban, but we're going to embarrass him to make sure that other people don't come and refuse to yibam inappropriately. The other possibility, and this is my chabrusa David Lasker showed me, the Torah Tamima, suggests that he asks this very question, you know, why would it be if it's not always a problem, so then why are we embarrassing him? So he says, he quotes the what we quoted from the Zohar the other day from the Chassam Sefer, that there's something that happens that's poel in other worlds for the neshama of the niftar that yibum and chalitza accomplish. So even in a case, it is for embarrassing purposes, but even in a case where he shouldn't be embarrassed because he didn't do anything wrong, we still go through the chalitza process because it's poel the same yeshuas and tikkunim for the niftar's neshama. So even though it's true that the tam doesn't apply, but else the neshama, the kavod for the neshama, so we still go through with the mitzvah chalitza even though he doesn't deserve the bizyonos. Okay, those are two possibilities to answer. But l'chor, the din of pirsum stems from this idea that we're trying to mevaze him through the chalitza sanal, through the eureka, through the base chalitza sanal, and that's why we want to be mefarsim it, but also even to ashara and v'nikra shmo b'yisrael. That's where the din of pirsum also comes from, to add a dayanim as well. Okay, stop here.